Operator. Operator, will you please give me the correct time?
Certainly, sir. It's the Joan Davis time.
Sure, it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
Well, I guess there's no question about it. It's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
And during the time you spend with Joan Davis tonight, you'll hear Joni's special guest, the most talked about screen and stage personality in Hollywood, Danny Thomas. Plus a great supporting cast, including Lionel Stander, Doris Singleton, the Corollaires, and yours sincerely, Ben Gage.
Thank you, and hi, everybody.
Hi, Joni. Well, friends, like a great many other members of her sex, Joan Davis has been seeking to become a career woman. She wants to get out of Joni's tea room and do something. But the problem is, she has no training for any special job. What can she do?
What can I do? What can I do? Well, I can run a, or I can operate an automatic, or maybe I can be a head, or an assistant to a... Say, where do I apply for unemployment insurance? But I ain't gonna give up. I won't accept defeat. I've always had what they call stick-to-itiveness and go-get-itiveness and never give up itiveness. In fact, I'm just loaded with tiveness. Well, there must be something open for someone like me who's willing to learn. After all, I'm not one of those silly ordinary girls who drink, smoke, flirt, neck, and smooch. But like I said, I'm willing to learn. But it's awful tough finding anything. Like, for instance, yesterday I went to a big employment agency. I walked in and the man in the agency said,
"Well, miss, what can we do for you?"
"Well, I'm a career woman, so I figured I'd better look for a job."
"Well, the Vogue Theater needs an usherette in their balcony. Have you had any experience?"
"In a balcony? What girl hasn't?" So after I was thrown out of that place, I realized that you had to have experience in the business world to get a career. Every place I went to, it was the same thing.
Yes?
Please, sir, I'm a career woman and I'd like a job.
Good. I need someone. Can you operate a Hammerschlag electric computator with a double overhand multiplication gear ratio and an auxiliary calculus attachment?
Is that anything like a Mixmaster? Oh, it was always the same thing. I tried another place.
Yes?
Please, sir, I'm a career woman and I'd like a job.
Good. There's an important opening here for a personnel executive. Are you familiar with the new psychometric methods of personnel selection based on intelligence quotients and vocational aptitudes?
Is that anything like a Hammerschlag electric complicator? Oh, that's the way it was all day. Well, I got tired of looking, so I went back to my tea room. When I got to the door, I could hear Lionel, my new manager, singing.
"Peg of my heart, I love you.
Sounds like the super chief calling to its mate.
Thank you, my heart. I love you. Ah, what a voice. Sometimes I think you ought to go to Hollywood and become the fourth Andrews sister. Oh, hello, boss.
Oh, hello, Lionel.
Gee, Miss Davis, what's wrong? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? There's got to be something wrong. Why else would you have that sad look on your face?
I didn't know where else to put it. Oh, Lionel, I'm so discouraged. I can't get a job to start my career.
Well, cheer up. I got good news. Boss, how would you like to work for a ritzy dame as a social secretary?
A bucketry?
Secretary. You know, one of them dames that wealthy people hire to send out invitations for them, like, Mr. and Mrs. Reginald Van Schmo take pleasure in announcing the birth of Agnes, their second polo pony. Reception and buffet supper Sunday. Instead of potatoes, they will be served mashed plush.
Lionel, what are you talking about?
Well, I saw an ad in the paper for that kind of a job, so on your behalf, I called a number, and the dame I spoke to said she'd be over here soon to interview you. So you're now practically a social secretary.
Well, gosh, that sounds like a swell job. A chance to mingle with the upper crust. People who can afford caviar, champagne, eggs. Oh, Lionel, it was wonderful of you.
Oh, pish tush.
Is that anything like mashed plush? think I'll give you a great big kiss.
What? After all I've done for you?
Lionel, I was only going to kiss you out of gratitude. Believe me, I'm not the kind of girl that goes around kissing every Tom, Dick, and George.
You mean Harry?
No, Harry I've kissed. But really, I do appreciate what you've done for me. It was awfully sweet of you.
Enough of this sentiment. Now what we got to worry about is that the dame should hire you. We really got to do a selling job on you.
Oh, hold it, Lionel. A lady just came in. That might be her.
How'd you do? I was asked to come here to interview a young person who is interested in becoming my social secretary.
Huh? I must be the person.
Well, then, let's get on with it. I passed up my tea, motored over here so rapidly, I'm completely bushed. And now you just stand there gawking at me. I say, this is a rum go.
Well, pickle-a-dilly. You must come from England.
Quite.
Gee, imagine you're being English. See, what are you doing so far from home, Governor?
Governor, my good woman, I am Cynthia, fourth Countess of Worthington.
Oh, pleased to meet you. I'm Joan, first Davis of Tea Room. And this is my assistant, Lionel.
How do you do, Your Highness?
Please, I prefer just plain Mrs. Bellington.
Bellington, but you just said Worthington.
Well, my father was the Duke of Worthington, but my husband is a Bellington. And in our home in Farrington, I'm always known as Bellington. I hope you don't mind my explaining this.
Oh, forget it. It's Nothington.
Let me explain my situation. Alicia, my social secretary, did not come with me from England. I now need someone to take care of my correspondence, party invitations, and my various philanthropies.
Oh, Miss Davis is great at correspondence and stuff.
But Lionel, she also said something about taking care of her philanthropies. What do I know about flowers?
Miss Joan, how can you be so stupid? Philanthropies is them little Chinese dogs. I tell you, Mrs. Bellington, you can't go wrong hiring Miss Davis.
Well, first I would like to know a little bit about her, if you don't mind, old chap.
But of course, old chap.
Well, I believe in being very careful about selecting my employees. I insist on knowing about the persons I hire. Character, you know.
You sound like one.
So, I'm going to ask you, frankly, do you have a prison record?
Well, I...
Don't worry, Mrs. Bellington, I'll vouch for her. I got a swell prison record.
Gee, thanks, Lionel. I knew you'd come through for me.
Very well, then. Let's get on with it. Now, about references. By whom have you been employed as a social secretary?
Well, for whom was I employed for? For whom?
Why,
for...
Joan, are you forgetting Lord Faversham? You were with him for so many years.
Oh, yes. Good old Lord Faversham.
Remember the trouble he always had with his gout?
Yeah, I often wondered why I didn't trade it in for an American car.
Oh, how droll. But you know, that name Faversham does strike a familiar note. Oh, yes, I remember now. Woody Faversham, fine chap.
Yes, I enjoyed so much working for him until he went back to London last year.
Just a moment. You say you were Lord Faversham's secretary until last year?
Yes.
But if I'm not mistaken, old Woody Faversham died 5 years ago.
And no wonder there was so little dictation the last 4 years.
I quite understand.
I wish I did.
And now, my dear, you've only told me what you've done up to last year. For whom have you worked since?
Whom have I worked for since? Whom have I worked for since... Lionel, don't stand there. Whom have I worked for since whom?
Joan, I'm surprised at you. How could you forget Jeffrey Nottingham III? He depended on you so. You see, Mrs. Bellington, the old codger was in such poor health that in addition to his secretarial duties, Miss Davis had to give him his medicines and nurse him.
Oh, it must have been quite a responsibility. Was he very ill?
Oh, yes. In fact, I had to give him so much penicillin that he had a thin layer of mold on him.
What do you say, Mrs. Bellington? What do you say? Does Miss Davis get the job?
Yes, I think... Oh, wait. There's one very important duty I forgot to mention. My husband needs help with his financial statements. Tell me, old girl, have you ever heard of a Hammerschlag electric computator?
Right-ho.
Then you're familiar with it.
Right-ho.
Oh, then you can run it.
Wrong-ho. Any Anyway, Mrs. Bellington, I just remembered I can't be your secretary because I accepted a previous job this morning.
You did? What kind of a job?
Oh, it's right down the street here. I start tomorrow as a Japanese gardener.
But, Joan...
Oh, so sorry you can't be with me, my dear. Goodbye, and it's been awfully nice knowing you. Well, chin up, carry on, and good luck to you.
Well, pip-pip, cheerio, and a J. Arthur Rank to you. Gee, how do you like that? Losing a swell job just because I can't run a Hammerschlag electric complicator. Well, it's all over now. No more career for me. I'm stuck in this tea room.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Davis. I got a thought. If the mountain won't come to Muhammad, then you gotta go to the mountains.
How do you like that? I ain't even got a job yet, and he's planning my vacation.
No, you see what I mean is, why can't you be your own boss?
My own boss?
Sure. Look at all these wonderful business opportunities in the newspaper. Oil well, gold mines, inventions. Why, just look here. For $500, you can buy a half interest in a company that manufactures a reversible raincoat. On one side, it's a raincoat, and then you turn it inside out, and it becomes a badminton court.
Well, that sounds logical, but it doesn't interest me.
Well, then, how about this one? Small investment will buy half interest in formula for new cold cream. Call Danny Thomas Laboratories, Crestview 17249.
Cosmetics. Now, there's a business I'd be interested in, although I'm afraid it may take a long time to pay off.
But every career takes time to pay off. Look at Hildegard. It took her 10 years to be a success. It took Madame Curie 20 years.
Yeah, and come to think of it, it took Amber forever.
And now let's return to Joan Davis, career woman. Today, we find that a great change has taken place in the plans of our hysterical heroine. Since no boss will hire her, Joni has decided to become a boss herself by investing in a cosmetic business. With this thought in mind, we find her about to enter the laboratory of the renowned Danny Thomas, chemist.
Come in.
Are you Mr. Danny Thomas?
I am, indeed.
I'm Joan Davis. I'm the girl who called about investing in your new cold cream formula.
Ah, Miss Davis, it's good to see you. I want to compliment you on your intelligence in phoning me when you did. Had you called 1 hour later, it would have been too late.
You mean another investor?
No, they took my phone out.
But why'd they do that?
Some silly nonsense about money. No, bills. I don't know of such things. Money. Who cares about money? I'm a scientist. A man who lives for his work. A man whose life is dedicated to humanity and the betterment of all mankind. Say, did you bring the cash with you?
Well, just a minute, Mr. Thomas. I'm a shrewd investor. I'd like to know something about this cold cream of yours.
My dear lady, when you invest in my cold cream, you're investing in a product that will beautify a woman's face. Now, you take your face. Well, don't take yours. But it says, you take the average woman. You know how important her face is to her.
Well, of course, it's the second thing a man looks at.
Yes. No. As a master chemist, I know that the average woman's skin is starved for the lack of nourishment, so I feed it a vitamin.
Vitamins?
Yes, my cream has vitamins A to Z inclusive. Nitrates, chlorates, minerals, sulfanilamide. And get this, it's the only cold cream made that contains pure, unadulterated chicken fat.
Chicken fat? Why?
In case people don't want to use it on their skin, it's delicious on rye bread.
Well, what do you call this cream?
Well, at first I called it Miracle. Then I changed the name to Beauty because it can make every girl beautiful.
Gee, how wonderful. I'm going to use it, too. Then I'll become beautiful.
Well, if you do, we'll change the name back to Miracle. But, Miss Davis, that's my story. And if you like, you can buy a 50% interest in this wonderful cream.
Well, how much would it cost me?
I couldn't let you in for a penny less than $1,000.
Gee, I only have 100.
Partner. We're partners now, Miss Davis. Share and share alike.
Well, here's my money, partner.
Thanks, partner. And now, if you wait here a moment, I'll be right back. With this money, I can buy the things we need to get the business rolling.
You mean chemicals?
No, hamburger. For 3 days, I haven't eaten anything but cold cream.
See, at last I'm a businesswoman, a partner in my own cosmetic firm, Miracle Cold Cream. I wonder if we oughtn't to call it something else. Maybe Lady Joan Cold Cream, the largest selling cold cream in the world. Imagine Joan Davis, head of the largest cosmetic firm in the world, sitting in my office, the largest office in the world. And outside sits my secretary, the largest secretary in the world. What power I'll have. Why, the whole country will be at my feet. The largest feet in the world. Oh, it'll be wonderful. I can just see it. Oh, gee, this chair is comfortable. Oh, I've had such a big day. I'm getting sleepy. Oh, sleepy. Sleepy.
Dream. Just like I can dream. Dream. Of a beautiful dream. Dream.
This is Lady Joan Davis, president of Lady Joan Cosmetics Limited, International Unlimited, Incorporated, Incorporated. Who's this speaking? George? George who? Oh, King George. How are you, Georgie? What's on your mind? Well, of course I'm coming to the kid's wedding. Yes, I'm having a new dress made. 9,000 silkworms are working on it right now. Say, George, I've been meaning to ask you, what do you think I ought to give the kids for a gift? What do they need? I mean, besides American money. Well, okay, I'll think of something myself. Goodbye, George. Thanks for calling. Send in my secretary.
You send for me, Lady Joan.
Yes, Mrs. Bellington. Have you any suggestions as to a gift for Princess Elizabeth?
Well, how about...
Oh, wait, I have it. They're going into a new home. I'll send them a lovely vacuum cleaner. A Hoover.
But do you think that's impressive enough?
I'll have Herbert deliver it personally.
Lady Joan.
Yes?
It's time for your beauty nap. The men are here to take your shoes off.
Well, I'm too busy now. First, I have to talk to my junior partner, Danny Thomas. Where is he? Where is he?
Right here, Lady Joan.
Well, where? I can't see you.
Right here.
Where?
You see, I told you your new carpets were too thick.
Well, I want to talk to you. Fight your way over here.
Here I am, Lady Joan. You look pretty today.
Well, never mind the small talk. I'm too busy now. We're here to talk business.
Oh, business. Business. Is that all you ever care about? Business. Money. Have you no heart? What about the love we once had? I don't care about this business. All I care about is that I love you. Hopelessly, madly, insanely. Well, don't you have anything to say?
Yeah, what else is new?
Look at you, so cold. If only you'd let yourself go, what joy we could know. I'd put my arms around you and hold you close. I'd kiss you madly, passionately, wildly.
Oh, stop talking like a child.
Talking like a child? What's our younger generation coming to?
Please, you must understand I'm a big power in business now. A tycoonist. I don't want love. Well, I want men to like me for my mind, instead of how it used to be, for what I didn't mind. And now tell me, how's business?
Well, you're making more money than ever. Today we introduced a new cream. It's called Lady Joan Sleep Time Cream. It's cold cream with the caffeine removed.
Wonderful. This calls for a bonus. Give a free job to each employee and tell them to have a spread on me.
Yes. But now, Lady Joan, I want to play this for you. It's the new radio commercial we recorded the other day to advertise our sparkle cream.
Fine, let's hear it.
Okay, I'll just turn this on.
Ladies, Is your complexion smooth and velvety? Or do you have the sort of skin that when people look at you, they say, mind if I strike a match? If so, then try Lady Jones Sparkle Cream. You can get it anywhere. Department stores, drug stores, beauty shops. Yes, it's even on sale at your neighborhood grocer, where it is sold under the name of Dutch Cleanser.
Yes, and more women than ever are buying Lady Jones Sparkle Cream. Listen to what one satisfied Lady Jones Sparkle Cream user has to say. Mrs. J. Worthington Faversham of Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I've been using Lady Jones Sparkle Cream for 3 days now, and I've noticed a remarkable change in my face. It is now upside down.
Thank you, Mrs. Faversham. Yes, Lady Jones Sparkle Cream is a fine product because of its fine ingredients. Now, a word from Daniel Boone Thomas of Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, shut up and give me a chance to say it. I've been a cold cream auctioneer for well nigh onto 25 years, and time after time in warehouses all over the South, I've watched Lady Joan consistently buy the naturally milder, finer goose flesh. Yes, sir, it makes your pores stand up and say howdy. And all I can tell you is I've been smoking her brand of cold cream for years.
So remember, ladies, next time you buy any beauty preparation, get the bargain of them all, Lady Joan Sparkle Cream.
Remember, never before has so little been put into such a big jar.
Well, Lady Joan, how did you like it?
Oh, I do.
And that's nothing at all. Tomorrow we can proudly announce that Lady Joan now offers 2,000 different face creams, among which is vanishing cream, vitamin cream, cold cream, hot cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, eye cream, nose cream, ear cream, night cream, day cream, use cream, we all scream, and cream of wheat.
Well, you've done a grand job. Now that you've started to pay attention to business, I'm raising your salary. And this is only the beginning.
No. This is the end. I've given you what you wanted, your power and your wealth, and what have you done? You took every one of my warm emotions and turned them into cold cream. Instead of blood, you've got ice in your veins. And instead of a heart, you've got a Hammerschlag electric computator. Goodbye.
Well, let him go. I don't need anybody. I have money. But wait, I'm alone. What good is money when you're alone? There's nobody to help you count it. Well, a woman needs love. Danny, come back. I've been wrong. Danny.
Joan, wake up.
Danny.
Miss Davis, wake up. You fell asleep
in
the
Danny,
chair.
Oh, Danny, it's you. You've come back. Oh, what? Danny, I was so wrong. Take me back, please. What? I don't want money. I don't want any cold cream business. All I want is you.
Uh-oh. I was afraid of this development. The deal's off. I'm getting out of here. Oh, Danny Thomas, why do you have to be so irresistible, you handsome dog?
But Danny, I... Hey, wait a minute. What am I doing? I must have still been dreaming. Oh, gosh, now he's gone and my career went with him. Well, that's men for you. When I was in love, men jilted me. When I wanted a career, they ran out on me. I know. Instead of a career, I'll dedicate myself to revenge, to getting even with men. I'll make them fall in love with my beauty, make them kiss me and hug me and... Hey, you know something? For me, it'd be easier to run a Hammerschlag electric complicator.